The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I don't know if you noticed, I gesticulate when I speak. Welcome to the Thursday edition.
Hey, forget about it, Crudy. Happy Friday Eve. Yeah, I'm talking with your hands, my man.
I like to be flourishy. You're sort of jazz handsy.
Yeah, Rich, working the board. Thank you, sir, for your hard work today. Of course, our fair audience, thank you for coming to the political party. We're going to have a good time today.
Well, the jury's still out, my understanding, last I checked. The Brewers won, so welcome to the Brewers postgame show, all of you that listen. Beat the Cubbies, 3 out of 4. Ooh. That feels good. That's a good week.
Well done, Brewers.
And the Southsiders coming next, the White Sox, next on the agenda. We'll clean up the White Sox, I feel quite confident. Good day for the Brewers. Good day for you because you picked the Devil's Advocates. And, Dom, I wanted to start today by hearkening back to our attendance at the RNC in 2016 and what it would be that we would pack for such an event. As credentialed media, we've got our, to this day, I still utilize my credential from the RNC DNC in 2016. I still wear it. It's Secret Service acknowledged. There's a barcode on there. It looks official.
Yeah. Don't look at the dates. Come on, man. That was a long time ago, Crudy.
Well, it says RNC DNC convention. Yeah. Who knows what the current logo looks like? So I still utilize that, and we packed those and brought them with, I believe, Dom. And we also, they encouraged us, the media, to pack gas masks. We've mentioned that before. We went to an Army surplus store and did as we were told. We bought gas masks.
In Milwaukee. Yeah, man. We made a little video out of it, man. We made an experience and adventure out of getting our gas mask, which was recommended to us from the folks over at the Heartless Media at iHeart when we were doing the show back then. Hey, fellas, it could get a little hairy. Might want to bring a gas mask. What?
You know what else I brought, Tom, as often as my custom? I like a travel pillow. Yeah, you know, like I travel with a pillow, I take a preferred pillow with.
Do you take the My Pillow with you everywhere you go, Crudy?
It wasn't a My Pillow.
Do you have a My Pillow?
I did have a very expensive pillow that I took to that like Days Inn in Cleveland we stayed at.
By the airport, that really fine. The bulletproof glass on the
drive-through check-in with bulletproof glass. I've never seen such a thing. And then I swear they like throw the keys through the good luck fighting it. We at least didn't have the red ant infestation that apparently right wing talk radio host your girl Vicky McKenna did. Because we were staying at the same hotel as the righties, right?
Were we was that the same joint? Were those doors like on the outside kind of a hotel? You know, instead of like walking down the hotel, it was one of those kind of prison hotel looking joints.
Okay. Yes. We were on tier 2.
I believe
cell block C.
We hung out across the street at the other hotel because they had a nice restaurant, but not our hotel. Thanks, iHeart.
Well, it was more about the bar. The other hotel had a hotel bar in the lobby. So we spent a lot of time at the other hotel, not our hotel. Not so much. Not hanging out with Vicky and the crew.
But yes, Cleveland. Yes.
I forgot my pillow in Cleveland. I should have taken a write-off. That's like a business expense, isn't it, Jerry?
Totally, absolutely.
If you leave a orthopedic pillow in Cleveland. So damn it. And I know for sure you packed your flashlight.
What? Flashlight?
That's not what I said. Look it up. But anyways, Tom, you know what I didn't pack? I wasn't packing. I didn't bring a gun.
No guns? What?
At this
Jared
moment.
Van Orden would be very disappointed with you. You can jump. Oh, we drove, though, didn't we?
We did drive.
We totally could have brought a gun.
We could have brought a bazooka damn near. If it had fit in the trunk of the convertible, because I was driving the sporty red midlife crisis. That kind of sent to the party down at the RNC later in the week.
And I got to tell you, Curdy, the shirt you got on right now, you're looking with the sporty red car that you used to have. And the mustache, man, you're very Magnum PI right now, man. I got to tell you.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm Rick.
I see you more as Higgins. The annoying guy. Sort of smaller. Watch the ranch, didn't he? Wasn't his caretaker? Wasn't in his role?
The property manager, yeah.
That's your role here. Your caretaker. Damn, I didn't bring a gun.
You did not bring the gun. You left your pillow. You could have had a gun under the pillow. You could have left them both there, but you didn't bring the gun.
I did not bring my gun or a gun. I don't even own a gun. In the current sense, I do not own a gun. At some point, I'm going to replace. I'll buy a gun. I'm not totally anti-gun, although I think AR-15 might be overkill. I'm going to leapfrog, go straight to bazooka. But the RNC in Milwaukee, but they're almost encouraging you, according to the headline. And when it's a daily double, when it's at both the Journal Sentinel and the Raw story, you kind of got to lead with the fact the RNC is inviting their attendees to come pack in, or at least it's acceptable.
Well, acceptable, kind of.
So what's that mean? Clarify the point. It's like a double security footprint.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you can bring the guns, and there's, you know, the state and the city can't do anything about it because of existing laws. But when you get into the super secret hard zone, Secret Service has precedent. They can tell you to go pound sand. No guns will not be allowed at that point.
So you can't go in the Pfizer Forum with the gun?
Not within the hard zone. Well, even the hard zone will be out even outside because they got.
I think you like saying hard zone.
It's a hard zone. It's very, very exciting. So the reporting, and at first I was like, what are you guys talking about? This seems strange. We've been to a couple of these things. I don't recall that. Allison Durr reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Those looking to cross into the area immediately outside the Republican National Convention perimeter will likely have to leave behind non-plastic containers, tennis balls, and other typically innocuous items. What won't be prohibited? Guns.
I can't bring my tennis balls.
Absurd. You cannot bring your tennis balls.
Can I bring my dog? Just can't play fetch with it.
No fetch. Maybe no dog. Not sure, clear on the dogs. Alderman Robert Bauman said he finds this totally absurd. Literally, you can't have tennis balls, but you can have an AR-15 assault rifle. That tension has Bauman pushing for changes and rethinking his sponsorship of the proposed ordinance that would prohibit dozens of items, including air rifles, but not the vast majority of actual guns, in the RNC security quote-unquote footprint where the public and demonstrators will be able to come and go during the July 15th through 18th event.
Don't you be bringing your Crossman 760 pump action, Dom. No, there's no still BB rifle. Guns around here.
Oh, man, if you're going to come packing, you better bring the real deal. No air guns, but what, AR-15? Question mark? The legislation may be taken up at a special meeting next week. Now, city officials say there's not much they can do about it. We are at the mercy of state law for this, Nick DeSaito, chief staff of Mayor Cavalier Johnson, said. The legislation will prohibit any dangerous ordnance, weapon, or firearm that is prohibited by the laws in the state of Wisconsin under specific statutes, reference machine guns, other weapons, short-barreled shotguns, short-barreled rifles, and silencers. What? No silencers? The same language was included in the ordinance that the city passed before the 2020 Democratic National Convention that went largely virtual. Yeah, we remember that. I'm going to jump down though. Here's the issue. The security footprint will surround the hard perimeter, quote unquote, where credentials will be required to enter and guns will not be allowed. So we have essentially two security footprints, a footprint within a footprint, an enigma within a riddle and a puzzle. That perimeter, the exact location of which has not been released, will surround the primary convention venues of the Pfizer, the UW-Milwaukee Panther Arena, and the Baird Center. So that's a much smaller, compacted, more controlled area by the Secret Service where guns will not be allowed, but guns will be allowed in the general footprint. And this is the same thing apparently that happened at the DNC, but of course the DNC went virtual. So is this really a story?
Bring your guns, but not all the way inside.
You're gonna have like lockers outside to check your guns?
Seems like you could do a business, because if they're bringing their guns just so, you know, they feel properly safe in the green zone when they're out eating their lunch or something. Because presumably
or having to walk by the protesters at Pier Marquette Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Pew.
Target practice, we like to call
it. If you listen to Senator Ron Johnson, everybody's very concerned about those protesters because of what? Black Lives Matter? We talked about this the other day. I mean, if anyone has a propensity towards the violence, I would just look at, I don't know, the MAGAs that, you know, ransacked the Capitol on January 6th.
I would also point out in Cleveland in 2016, and we were there, didn't get tear gassed, but the armed citizens were definitely in the park.
Oh,
there
yeah.
were guys with like blunderbusses all the way, like Revolutionary War sort of armaments. But there were some AR-15s, some World War One style rifles. You know, there was
people had pistols on their hips. I mean, that's, you know, if it's legal, you can carry open. Maybe you have a concealed carry permit, still conceal. But again, those things will not be allowed within the hard perimeter controlled by the Secret Service, but within the greater security footprint, apparently approved by the city.
No tennis balls.
No tennis balls. No.
I was at the Brewer game the other day. They had like a hot dog gun, and they were firing hot dogs. Not a lot of them, but just poo. You know, good. Well, that was more of an air rifle. So I bet that'd be banned.
No hot dog shotgun for you?
Hot dog gun, man. I'm just telling you, it may not be deadly, but you eat enough of them, it's lethal. More Devil's Advocates.
Scroll phone lines are open. Talk or text. Hit us up. 844-967-2789.
Dom, we're waiting on the Trump jury. A conviction would be nice. I'd take it. I'd wait for that. A few extra
conviction
days.
Today, tomorrow. I did see on the Chiron MSNBC reporting that the jury is expected to be excused today at 4:30, 3:30 Central. So if we don't get something soon, I have to go home and come back tomorrow.
That's almost right now. That's like almost 10 right minutes. Now.
Yeah.
We're deliberating.
Just wrap it up. Get this thing done.
I actually like the idea that Trump is trapped each day in the courthouse. And it's not been confirmed, Dom. I know you're looking for veracity of whether or not he's got access to a television. Maybe a streaming service of some sort, Dom.
Really, come on. How old? And I don't know if that's the case. I did see something earlier. Can't verify it, so I'm not going to go there. But I don't know why.
Trump needs his stories.
Okay, but you don't need a telly. You know, you're bringing that old wood furniture looking thing you used to play your Atari on. I mean, you got a smartphone, man. You got a tablet. You don't need a television. Just watch it on your phone. What are you talking about, boomer? Rich, you know what I mean, right?
If you weren't 75 miles away, I'd toss you across the room.
Well, pizzazz, Rich. Lovingly.
Lovingly.
Yeah, but you'd have to be careful because He might shoot you in the face. That's a threat he's made many times
with a hot dog
to many
gun.
People.
I'll shoot you with my hot dog gun, Crudy. No, but not inside the entire hard zone of the RNC. A little bit more here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The RNC officials declined to comment on guns being allowed in the security footprint. Omar Flores, the co-chair of the Coalition to March on the RNC 2024, said the group has already been preparing for the potential that people who disagree with them might be armed. He expressed frustration at what he saw as the different approach to First and Second Amendment rights during the convention. That's a great point, Omar. He says, quote, just the fact that there can't be any restrictions around guns, but there can be a bunch of restrictions about where and how we can march and who's speaking, it's totally absurd. City officials have yet to release the march route and to officially name the site where a speaker's podium will be set up, though it is widely expected to be at Pier Marquette Park. An ordinance passed by the Common Council and signed by Mayor Johnson in March created a permit process, Crudy, for using the speaker's platform and parade route within the security footprint, even as city officials said the legislation did not prevent people from otherwise exercising their right to free speech within that area. So if you want to what? Step up to the podium, you got to be on the list. But if you're like next to the podium, you don't have to be on the list. I mean, we know how permit processes for, you know, protest work. Just ask the, you know, the protesters in Madison.
Will I be arrested for showing up with my own soapbox?
Your own podium? Perhaps.
Well, I'm not going to bring like
administrative code violation, 3.142 sub B. And Sergeant Davis will tell you all about it, man. So a permit process, eh. But Omar is right, man. What, so because of law, we can't restrict anyone's, you know, right to carry their guns, but we can tell you how you have to, where you're going to be on the parade, and how you, who can actually come and speak at the podium. That's fine. The First Amendment, restricted. Second Amendment, less so.
Trying to take our guns. That's what you're doing. I see your plot.
It's not a plot. I see it as a, I don't know, not a non-story. I think it goes to show, I think, certainly where we are as a country. But again, these were the same kind of plans that were in place for the DNC, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So, yeah, and?
Do you think you'll be able to go to the DNC packing, Dom, in Chicago? A little different take on guns down there, don't they?
Perhaps. I mean, whatever state law is, I'm not clear. You know, open carry is legal here in the state of Wisconsin. So, but I'm not clear on the laws of the flatland of Illinois. 844-967-2789. No hot dog rifles for you, Curdy.
Well, it is illegal to manufacture, deliver, sell, or purchase an assault weapon. Any assault weapons that are already owned by residents are legal to possess if they were registered with state police by January 1st of 2024. That according to gun laws in Illinois on Wikipedia.
Okay.
So it must be true.
Obviously, it's on the internet. It must be true.
I'm citing my source, at least. What weapons are banned in Illinois effective in 2024? Is illegal to manufacture high-powered rifles like AR-15s, AK-47 in Illinois. Those who already own assault weapons in this state can keep them, but they're required to register them. Now, that came from NPR. Is it more credible now?
No, okay. All right, all right. But again, that doesn't stop the, you know, a regular rifle, 30-06 or a shotgun or a handgun on your belt, you know, other weapons. Those are very specific to assault weapons, assault rifles like AR-15s and the case.
Well, I would say we've already had this discussion many times. I don't want to relitigate it, Dom, but assault rifles are really killing weapons. And I have no problem, really, and you and I have had this conversation for 20 years or more, and I've evolved a bit. I do think the right that people have to personal protection, the right to carry a weapon for your own safety, okay, I can make that concession. But what I don't understand is why you need an AR-15. Yeah, if you can't get her done with the Saturday night special, Dom, Why do you need an AR-15?
I mean, you're right.
You're going through the Wendy's drive-thru. I didn't get ketchup. I will shoot you in the face.
They're certainly more offensive weapons than, you know, a snub-nosed, you know, six-shot pistol, right? You know, self-defense doesn't mean laying down, you know, bullets, you know, 200 yards downrange. That's, I mean, if you're concerned about what's happening a half a mile away, maybe you should just turn around and walk the other way.
I'm going to take the high ground. Yeah. And I'll protect it anyway and by any means necessary, Dom.
Would you be concerned if
high ground might be the deer district?
It is the deer district. Would you be concerned, Crudy? I mean, I got in an argument with some of those Southern Baptist whatever folks at the RNC. I didn't know, didn't care if any of them were armed, but it was
Westboro kind of Baptist churchy sorts.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. I mean, would you be less inclined to exercise your Second Amendment right or your First Amendment right knowing that they're packing their second?
Well, I didn't argue with any of the people with guns. Except the cops occasionally, every so often.
Save it for the cops. Come on.
Well, they're supposed to be professionals. Yeah. Like us. 844-96-PARTY.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Never personal. Always politics. 844-967-2789. First joiner today is our pal Dick out in the garage in Madison. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Dick.
Hey, guys. Real quick, are you taking the show on the road anywhere this year?
We got a big event coming at the Barrymore Theater June 27th for the presidential debate. You got to be there?
The one that's going to get... I'm going to come, but I... Like I told you about a week ago, I don't think it's going to come off.
Think there's going to be a debate? You're a pessimist.
No.
Dick, I got to tell you, man, we were talking about this. I mean, what happens if Trump doesn't show up? Of course, there'll be no party then, Dick. But you think he's going to back out of this?
I do. I totally do, but
you're harshing my buzz, you know, Dick.
The little watering hole in my neighborhood where you do the show is closed if it falls through. Anyway, beyond that, I thought you liked animals and dogs.
I do. Well, not Berkeley so Why much. I got one bad one, but the other one I love and well, most others.
Okay. Why would you even want to bring your dog to the Republican convention?
Well, just the lack of tennis balls for entertainment.
I mean, I'm talking people that want to shoot your dog at that convention.
Well, if I saw Christy Gnome coming. Pew, 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 pew. Watch out, Lassie.
And then you got Romney, who years back took his family dog and put it in a crate on the roof of the family station wagon. I mean, these people
I would do that to Berkeley.
I mean, I would just let Christy Gnome take Berkeley for a long walk. You know, take him out to the farm.
Christy, okay. He used to be a working dog, but in Tim Michaels' words, now he's just a lazy Wisconsinite.
I wouldn't take my dog anywhere near that convention.
No, probably not. Yeah. Or my daughters, or my young sons, quite frankly.
What would you take to the RNC, Dick? It's obvious.
I'm going to keep the wife locked up. I'm not really encouraging any of my friends or family to spend much time around the RNC. As close as we're going to come is like a bar over on Brady Street. You could call that an event. You could come see us at perhaps the Roman Coin on Brady Street.
I would probably take a psychiatrist or a psychologist if I knew one. And, you know, do some case studies while I was there.
A lot of studying to do, Dick.
Both Dom and I have signed confidentiality agreements, so, you know, we can't play along.
I never signed anything, Dick.
There you go.
Hey, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you playing along. 844-967-2789.
I could hear ourselves echoing in the distant
Dick Garage move.
Background. Come on, Dick.
Come on, man.
You listen through the phone when you call us at 844-967-2789. Dick knows better.
Crudy, I just
good thing we like you, Dick.
I throw this out here because this has been kind of bothering me for a while, and I see this article, David Edwards over at the Raw Story.
He pains of conscience?
Mega pundit argues with New Yorker over whether Trump is president. You know, all these people keep referring to Trump as President Trump. And there's only one president at a time. You can call him Mr. Trump. You can call him former President Trump. But President Trump is not protocol. That's not how it's supposed to be done. And they do it. It's like saying Democrat Party. They do it to try to get on you, to get under your skin. Well, consider yourself successful. I'm so sick of hearing all these right-wing nut job mega cult members. Oh, President Trump, President Trump. He's not the president. He was the president. I know you want him to be president again. I know even some of you think that somehow Joe Biden flipped the switch and made all the votes go to him instead of President Trump. But he's not the president. He's not. So please stop referring to him as President Trump. Thank you.
I have less qualms with that. He really? Was the president. I mean, it's a ceremonial title, Dom.
Separate man. He was the president. He's no longer the president. He is a former president.
Let me read from the Former Presidents Act at the National Archives, Dom. I felt important to get a source.
All right.
3 USC 102 footnote A. Each former president shall be entitled for the remainder of their life to receive from the United States a monetary allowance. So Trump is getting paid as a former president, payable monthly by the Secretary of the Treasury, which equal to the annual rate of basic pay as in effect at the time to time at the head of the executive department, as defined in section 101, Title 5. So he gets paid as much as a president. However, such allowance shall not be paid for any period during which such former president holds an appointment or elective office or position under the federal government, can't double dip, or the District of Columbia. And also, probably you can call him president. I'm sure it's in there. It's a lot of subsections. I'm not going to read that far ahead, Dom. I'm doing it for the sake of the audience.
There is only one president of the United States at a time. You can be a former president.
Wait, here's what it specifically says. I didn't think I'd have to get all the way into section F. As used in this section, the term former president means a person who shall have held the office of president of the United States, whose service in such office shall have terminated other than by removal pursuant to section 4, article 2 of the Constitution. So they didn't technically get him out through impeachment, Dom.
So they can still refer to him as former president. Okay.
And who does not then currently hold such office?
Yes, yes.
They are authorized to be appropriated to the administrator of... they get $1 million each year. And $500,000 for the spouse just for travel. Oh, security and travel. Security could add up if you're Trump.
Well, especially if
you've got to
Rikers.
Put him up in Rikers, yeah.
You got to buy the cigarettes and candy bars, man. You know, I mean, how are they going to get that Ritalin in there? You know what I'm saying? It's going to be open market for Donald Trump in prison.
Did you ever see the movie Get Him to the Greek? And they were sneaking on they were getting on an airplane, but they were going to sneak drugs on the airplane. And, you know, he put it in the prison purse, basically. Anyways, if you haven't seen the movie, that a memorable scene, because he does it literally in line at the airport. Like no prior preparation, let's just say. Just like, it's a now or never kind of a deal.
Security? I mean, yeah. Wow, that's pretty bold.
That's how they got it through security, Dom. But I would wonder, would any Secret Service agent take that bullet for the former president?
I don't know. I saw this over at from 1992, the Washington Post, Miss Manners. The rule is that there is only one president of the United States at a time. Therefore, the title does not accompany anyone out of office.
I've always thought it was a, like, calling Barack Obama President Obama, I think is completely appropriate. I think it just bothers you because it's Trump.
No, it's not.
You've got
no,
TDS. Not. As the medical condition, as the medical professionals with all the Trump derangement syndrome.
It's all, everyone's talking about it. No, it's former President Obama. It's former President Clinton. They're not the president.
If you were addressing Barack Obama, what would you call him?
Barack.
Well, perhaps you would. I would call him.
Yeah.
President Obama. So honored to meet you, sir.
You would be wrong, man. You would be wrong. Why would you do that? He's not the president. Joe Biden's the president.
When he tells me I can call him Barack.
If you have Barack Obama and Joe Biden standing next to each other and you go to address them both, what do you say?
Which one's hand are you going to shake first?
What do you say? Doesn't matter.
Hey, Joe, introduce me to Barack. Yeah.
It's just, and again, it's not like I'm really one for protocol, you know, or manners, or being nice, or not swearing, or empathy.
Eating with a fork.
But compared to what the mega have brought upon us, man, I mean, I was talking to our pal Maggie Dawn last night, went out for a little bit, and I was like, man, this is like Goonie time, man. This is our time. If you're here and I here, isn't this our time? Maybe it's Fast Times at Richmond High. The bar has been lowered to such a degree that all of a sudden I'm looking like the honorable one compared to these megas, man.
No one ever accused you of being the honorable one.
I am,
in
absolutely.
Any circumstance ever. No you one ever accused me, you of doing the honorable honor. Thing, I, being the honorable one.
You can call me Your Honor from now on. Just call me the honorable one. Just call me Your Honor from now on. Don't call me Dominic. Don't call me Nick. Don't call me Nikki. Call me Your Honor. Let's just do that. Does that work for you? Because if you're going to call people just random stuff like President Trump and President Obama, well, why not call me President Dom? President Dom.
Because you're not the CEO, bitch. I am.
Chief Executive Officer is different from the president. You can have a CEO and a president of a corporation, Kurt. You cannot have two presidents at the same time.
Hmm.
And they
don't
do
tell Trump that.
This is what I know. This is what I'm saying. This is what they do. It's part of the constant grind. And I'm tired of it. He's not the president. Stop saying that. You sound like an idiot when you talk like that. There's only one president at a time. I mean, what's the former Pope called?
Pope? What do you think they just, hey, Francis? I mean, Francis.
Hey, only you touching in my stuff. I catch you guys touching in my stuff, I kill you. I don't care if you can call me Francis.
Lighten I'm really up, Francis.
Any of you people call me Francis, and I kill you.
844-967-2789. People apparently have opinions. Mike from Spring Green, welcome, sir. What are you thinking?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Here's how it is. If you are referring face-to-face to the former president, you can still call him Mr. President. If you are telling people about him, you can refer to him as the former president of the United States. And if you're talking about a former pope, except for one, you just say the late pope, I think.
The late, oh, okay, well, because you're all dead. That was a lifetime appointment.
Is this an opinion of yours, Mike, or is this? Can you cite some sort of?
This is the way it is. If you meet up with Barack Obama,
you sound like a Bruce Hornsby song. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, no, you can say Mr. President if you're speaking to Barack Obama. You can say hello, Mr. President.
But okay, Mike, I got one for you. You got Obama and Biden in the room at the same time. You want to ask one of them a question? How do you address, you say, Mr. President, what do you think of Mike's opinion about addressing presidents? Who would
that's
answer
a
that question? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Question.
There's only one president at a time, Mike.
Well, how about you just say, hey, Joe?
<You're right. laughs> Uncle Joe, what's up, Joe?
Thanks.
Hey, appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for listening.
877-267-2789. Brian from Oguanico, you are next. Welcome, Brian. What do you got for us?
Agree with you, Dom. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, go ahead.
I really want to agree with you, Dom, but I'm rolling it around in my head, and I was thinking, Mr. Former President, and it just doesn't roll off the tongue. So
how about,
I got to go with the last caller.
How about defend on Trump?
I like that one. I'll happily call him if I were to unfortunately have to talk to him. I'd like to call him Convict Trump.
Yes. We're waiting on a jury, Brian. We're waiting on a jury. Daddy wants it now.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate it. Yes, Mr. Former President does take a little bit more to say. I got to tell you, man.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Only one president at a time, and I'm sick of the megas trolling us every single day.
Well, I appreciate the prosecution calling him defend on Trump. And yeah. Juan Merchan, my understanding, the judge, Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
And every morning. Good morning, Mr. Trump.
Well, why
and that bothers him most.
Why didn't the judge call him President Trump? Because it's not proper. That's why. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. You can just call us the greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Go in there next, 844-967-2789. Crudy, we do have some breaking news. A verdict has been reached in the Trump criminal trial. Notice they didn't call him President Trump.
Defend on Trump trial. We don't know what the verdict is yet. It's going to be momentary, but we will announce it on the air. Yeah. We will tell you, I guess, what we will announce it as soon as it is known to us. But this is pretty damn quick, Dom.
I'm saying,
like,
man,
9 hours-ish of total deliberations
nine and a half
by
hours
the jury.
Over 2 days, the jury has asked for 30 minutes to fill out the form, according to MSNBC. We could have this, you know, by the end of this show today. So, number one, I was
between
right
now and the 4:20 break.
I was right about it being before Friday, right, Critic? You say
yes,
Dom was right.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
The honorable Dom. The honorable Dom was right. But we don't know about the actual. Is he guilty or is he acquitted? We don't know that part yet.
Well,
of course, I think he's guilty, but we'll
see. This quick verdict. I don't know what this portends, Dom. You know, I can speculate, though. Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Yeah.
Or I cannot see a unanimous decision of the jury coming back this quickly for anything other than a conviction. I mean, we could have had notice from the jury this quickly. Hey, you know, we're hung. We 8 of us don't believe Michael Cohen's credible witness. And our understanding today, Dom, they were effectively comparing the testimony. And they also asked for very specific jury instructions they just got yesterday, right? And they wanted them repeated. And
55 pages of jury instructions. Yeah, that's a lot.
And then they had the court reporter compare the testimony of Michael Cohen and David Pecker. And basically, I guess, perhaps, Dom, they were corroborating what they perceived to be the validity of Michael Cohen. If what he said was adding up, if there was congruence between the statements of these two men, this basically was the underlying conspiracy. This is the crime that I would say bumps it up to a felony, or they're going to say, and there has been some question, because they don't have to prove what the bump up crime is. They even offered like a palette of 3 different options, like federal, state, or local. I don't know, Dom. But we're soon going to have a verdict. And talk radio is the best place to break news, is it not? 844-967-2789. Speculate with us. Got a few minutes. Let's get back to our fair audience. A few patient people in the queue. Augie from Windsor, man. Welcome. Could be a good day today, Augie. We'll see you soon. Augie.
Well, I had texted you guys earlier that a verdict has been reached, so I've been on hold. I got to go pick up my wife from work. So it's a former President Trump convicted felon. So that's...
Defend on Trump, soon to be convicted felon Trump, perhaps. Perhaps.
That's a long title, Augie.
Well, I think it fits, and I think it's coming. So you guys have a good day. I'm going to get my wife from work.
Augie, go get her. Don't be late on our account.
Yeah, right. Appreciate it. Again, a verdict has been reached in the Trump criminal trial in New York. The jury has asked for 30 minutes to fill out the proper forms. So hopefully we'll hear before the end of
approximately 4:15. 4:15, 4:20 time frame. We'll take a 4:20 break. Everyone take a deep breath. And come back. We'll have a verdict for you in the 4 o'clock happy hour.
We'll see. We'll see.
A verdict. I am presuming, Dom, and maybe I'm loath to do so, but I am presuming this is a guilty, guilty, guilty verdict. And I have been very pessimistic. But coming back this quickly, Dom, I think this bodes poorly for defendant Trump. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. I'm suddenly very energized, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
I'm just kind of cautiously optimistic here. I mean, but it's kind of sad when we hear, and I hesitate to even call them principled anymore, the conservatives that are supporting Donald Trump, even if he's convicted, even if he's done all this stuff, even if he's, you know, that has proven to rape a number of women, they're still going to vote for the man. I mean, it kind of makes me a little heartsick when I hear that kind of thing. That the man, I would not refer to him as President Trump. I hesitate to even call him Mr. because that intones some respect. Because apparently that's what George Washington, appreciated more. That he didn't like the royal, you know, even though he was treated quite royal, he didn't appreciate, you know, the whole trappings of being called all that. Apparently, from what
I've we're fine with that. Call me conquistador, please.
Maestro.
Yeah, you're royal. Your Royal Highnesses, no, I don't think we're going to go that far. I mean, but for the gubernator, like Scott Walker, I wouldn't call him Governor Walker if I met him on the street. I have a tough time even saying Mr. to him. Maybe twiddle or twerp.
Maybe, you know what? If us dropping the misters, you know, for the random folks that maybe it doesn't matter anymore. Again, protocol has been breached in so many different ways. The bar has been lowered so far from what we've seen from that former president, and it still sticks with us with those people that support him. It's all on the table, man. I mean, swearing, throwing things. I mean, this is how we do it now. If you lose, you win. If you win, you win. If someone does it, it says something against you, we're all liars and suckers and cheats. I mean, it's this is where we're at, and they have all embraced it. So if I, you know, lack the mister once in a while, I think I'll sleep just fine at night.
No one cares about your impoliteness at this moment. There's a verdict in the Trump voter deception hush money trial, and we will take you to the verdict soon. And when I say we'll take you there, we'll tell you the answer, and then we'll react in real time, and you can react. 844-967-2789. A happy hour indeed. The Trump verdict is in. Crudy predicts guilty, guilty, guilty.